Laudation salvatorem, laudaducem et pastor.
Then he took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which will be given for you. Do this in memory of me." And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which will be poured out for you. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever feeds upon my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever feeds upon my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me, and I dwell in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so whoever feeds upon me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and nevertheless died, the one who feeds upon this bread will live forever. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and listened to my cry for mercy. Because he has inclined his ear to me on the day when I called out to him. The bonds of death encompassed me, the snares of the netherworld held me tightly, I was seized by distress and sorrow. Then I cried out in the name of the Lord, "O Lord, I entreat you to preserve my life. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, our God is merciful. The Lord watches over his little ones. When I was brought low, he saved me. Be at peace once again, O my soul, for the Lord has shown mercy to you. He has delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore I said, I am greatly afflicted. In my dismay, I cried out, all men are liars. How can I repay the Lord for all the good he has done for me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of his people. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Alleluia." The Catechism describes the Eucharist as the source and summit of the Christian life. It is the beginning and the highest point, because it is our Lord himself communing with us. It is the sacrifice of Calvary in a meal, so that we might come together in mutual love to remember our Savior's death and resurrection. The Eucharistic liturgy is the Paschal banquet in which Christ is consumed, we are filled with grace, and connect with the divine life. It is the culmination of God's action, sanctifying the world in Christ, and of the worship we offer to Christ and through him to the Father in the Holy Spirit. In receiving the Lord in the Eucharist, we come to share in the divine life, fulfilling the Lord's high priestly prayer that we all may be one, as he and the Father are one. As Christ abides in us and we in Christ, we abide in each other. Frequent communion, then, opens our eyes to the sufferings of our neighbors. Our neighbors' joys and sorrows become our joys and sorrows. In this sacrament of love and unity, we get a taste of eternity. Let us come humbly then to the Lord's table, to the altar of sacrifice, and offer ourselves wholeheartedly in union with Christ as a sacrifice of thanksgiving to our Father in heaven, so that we might abide in him, and he in us, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray. Eucharistic Jesus, bread of life, fountain of mercy, powerful medicine and nourishment for souls, in whom is contained the fire of purest love which blazes forth from the bosom of the Eternal Father, we adore you and love you and wish to be united with you. Since we cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into our hearts, and let us never be separated from you. Amen.
Alleluia. Therefore, let us keep the feast by sharing the unleavened bread of our brightness and truth. Alleluia.